This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Latest in the Stephon Diggs breaking news. The court documents have been released down at Dedham District Court, where Michael DiStefano, who appears to have been retained by Stephon Diggs, according to reporting from Boston 25. He made a remote appearance, and the details of a report from the alleged victim have been released to some by Dedham Police, the Dedham Police Department. I'm sorry, I'm speaking in a halting way because this is very sensitive stuff, and yeah. I don't want to misspeak. I don't want to misstep. It's from Dedham Police. The date that the incident was reported was, I believe, 12/16, according to these documents.
So 2 weeks ago today, just for timeline purposes, that's 2 weeks ago today. 2 weeks after the alleged incident, right? Because the incident
was December 2nd.
So 2 weeks after that, also 2 weeks.
There was a report that the alleged victim appears to have made to Dedham Police on the 16th. And I'm not going to get into the sorted details that are alleged in here. But you can find the documents for yourself online from Dedham District Court, from the Dedham Police Department. And yeah, I mean they're not great. I don't really know what else to say here. We've got about four pages of them out here, and I think it's worth reiterating that the Patriots seem to be aware of the accusations/allegations that are within this report that was made on the 16th. They fully support Stephon Diggs, so that tells you the information that the Patriots have. They feel strongly that they are backing Diggs with this.
Yeah, so it seems like the initial statement was made on the 16th. There was a follow-up on the 23rd, which again was a week ago from today. So for the Patriots to still come out with that statement today, unless there's things in here they didn't know, like for them to come out with that statement today, they're going out on a limb here, one way or the other. And again, maybe they'll be proven right, but they are going out on a limb here with that after reading some of this, and obviously, you know, we're trying not to say the wrong thing, you know, reading this during commercial break, but like reading through this, I mean, I wonder, do they know about all these details that are in this report? And then they still
like, I'm not trying to like tease listeners. I'm really not.
No, it's
it's a police report. It's sensitive. I don't want to misspeak and I don't want to misread it. It's out there on the internet. I promise if you want to read it right now, you can find it if you search Twitter. I'll just say that it doesn't look like the kind of incident that if this is indeed what occurred there, like the Patriots, if they know all this information, then they must have strong information that they should back Stephon Diggs, because I think the statement, it's worth reading again, what the Patriots said about Stephon Diggs is, we support Stephon. And they're aware of the accusations, they said. That was the word that they used, accusations. The accusations now are out there, courtesy of the Dedham Police Department, and they're strong ones. Yeah. I mean, they're not like, I'm not going to...
There's text messages here that have a lot of profanities, so can't read them on the air, but there's text message exchanges between Diggs and the accuser here. There's a couple pages of them that, again, you don't necessarily get arrested for text messages, but it shows a lot of anger in those text messages. I wonder if the team was aware of these text messages or not, as well as the initial accusations themselves. So that's another little piece of this, because let's not forget, Mego, and you know, we had a caller bring this up. We talked about this when the team cut Antonio Brown. It was due to, in part, text messages becoming public that look really bad for him, and that were bad, don't get me wrong. So again, I wonder, was the team aware of this? Does this change the team's calculus at all? Some of these texts, I don't know. I mean, these texts, they're not exactly the same as the Antonio Brown ones from 2019, but they're in that vein. So I wonder if the team was aware of this stuff as well, not just Diggs coming to them about the allegations.
Yeah, they're very long. They're very involved. So again, they're out there. If you want to hear them, all the information that we have right now is that Diggs is facing charges of felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery stemming from an incident on December 2nd. These documents, the arrest, the police report rather, show that there was an individual who made this report on the 16th. So to your point, almost 2 weeks after. Now we're almost 2 weeks after that.
Yep.
Got to believe that the Patriots have all this information. And I think it's just worth saying what the Patriots statement was, because it tells you exactly where they're coming down on this. They're saying the New England Patriots are aware of the accusations that have been made regarding Stephon Diggs. Stephon has informed the organization he categorically denies the allegations. We support Stephon. We will continue to gather information and cooperate fully with the appropriate authorities and the NFL as necessary. Out of respect for all parties involved, and given that this is an ongoing legal matter, we will have no further comment at this time.
And I know there's some people on the text line that say, like, read the report or don't, but there's some names in there. There's obviously some sensitive details. So we're trying to be as respectful to all parties involved as we can. And like I said before, Mego, part of my mind goes to that old question, that old Watergate question, you know, what did they know and when did they know it? Like, did the team know this 2 weeks ago coming out of the bye week and then play them? Did the team know this 3 days ago? Did they know it last week, the 23rd, when the follow-up statement was made? Did they just find out about it today? Because, again, that statement, 30 minutes after this broke, which was, I don't know, almost 2 hours ago now, but that statement, right after this, 20 minutes after this broke, was a strong statement. So for them to come out and state that, you wonder, did they know all this stuff? Like, did they see those text message exchanges? Again, and I know you don't go to jail for text messages, but they released Antonio Brown based in part on text messages. Like, that's kind of what I wonder here. You know, how...
Well, that is a question that we haven't really considered, which is the question is about whether or not you're going to see Stephon Diggs go on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah.
And so he's not even going to be able to play. Is there a world in which the Patriots decide that this is too much of a headache, too big of a distraction? They don't want to be in another situation like this, and they decide to release him. And would you, if you're a Patriots fan, be in favor of them releasing him? Would you want at this point in these developments to release Stephon Diggs and say, we have enough in the room otherwise, and we really don't, it's not worth it going into the playoffs?
I'd wonder if it would be premature to release him right now. Because again, we had this similar situation with Jabril Peppers last year, and he ended up being found innocent. So, but I think the commissioner's exempt list is in play. And also, too, beyond that, Mego, you have the pink substance incident from the spring, which again, not a legal thing, but a bad look for the organization. Now you have this. It kind of makes you wonder that even if they keep him for the next month, is this a one-year thing? And they move on from him in the offseason regardless, you know, and just say, hey, you know what? This is two bad look incidents for the organization. We don't want to be, you know, connected to this, and we're just going to move on from you in March or in April and bring in, you know, a couple new receivers and go from there. And they can couch it as, oh, he's 32, he's coming off, you know, the ACL, we don't know how much longer he has. And I think his contract, correct me, you might know more than this than I do, I think there's an out after year one anyway, that they won't have as much dead money. So it does make me wonder, at the bare minimum, they'd consider moving on from him in, you know, in March.
Okay, so the police report is from an employee under Stephon Diggs, who says that there wasn't what she describes as an incident that she went on the 16th to report to Dedham police. She said that there had been an ongoing text exchange over money owed to her. When they began to discuss this, he got angry. She alleges that there was physical harm against her. I'm not sure I feel comfortable going into the details of the harm here. But she said that in the end, she said she had some redness on her upper chest area, but did not take photos. At that point, she revealed who she said the person that she had described's name was, which was Stephon Diggs, who currently plays for the New England Patriots of the NFL. That is what the police report from Dedham Police says. There's more details in it. There's, as you said, text messages within it. I know it's out there. I see some of you guys saying that you're driving, so you can't look it up. And I get that. But at the same time, this is a really sensitive situation. You see where the Patriots are coming down on their side of it. I think it's important to note that this is a report that was given by an alleged victim. This comes from the police. This is a report that is not necessarily, you know, this is her account of what happened.
Yep.
And we don't have Stephon Diggs' account. We only have the report of that he's categorically
denied. We have a statement from Diggs' attorney.
All right, here we go.
Is not DeStefano. This is a different attorney, David Meyer. It's apologies if I pronounced that wrong. So statement, this is, by the way, Dan Roach, WBZ, tweeted this out. So that's what I'm reading from. Stephon Diggs categorically denies these allegations. They are unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and were never investigated because they did not occur. The timing and motivation for making the allegations is crystal clear. They are the direct result of an employee-employer financial dispute that was not resolved to the employee's satisfaction. Stephon looks forward to establishing the truth in a court of law. So Diggs is basically saying this is extortion.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what Diggs... So the victim is saying they were attacked. Diggs is saying this is extortion. As of right now, the Patriots are standing by Diggs and they seem to agree that it's extortion. So we'll see what comes from that. But and these are strong statements too. Like, we've seen the word categorically in the Patriots statement, and we've seen it in Diggs' statement from his attorney. So we've seen categorically twice, categorically denying these allegations. So that Diggs is saying this is extortion. Team seems to believe him. And we'll see if that, I mean, remains to be true. But that's what Diggs is saying to me with this, is that it's extortion.
So within the account, I do think it's important to note, again, this interview that the alleged victim gave to police was on the 16th. It was to report a past incident. Police say that they appeared emotional and initially hesitant to give any statement, asked to speak with a female officer. They didn't have a female officer on until later in the day. And then they brought her into an interview room off the lobby, sat down, and got the statement. But
just for the timeline here, right? The 16th is 2 weeks after the alleged incident. Then there was an updated statement, the 23rd, which was a week after that. And then a week from then is today, when the story broke around 11:30 or so this morning. Patriot statement about 20 minutes later.
So it seems as though, on the 20th at around 9:45, they continue to have conversations about how she would like to proceed. According to police, as of this date, the victim still did not want him to contact her anymore, said that earlier in the week she received a voicemail and text messages from a female that she believed to be, let's say, attached to Diggs. Based on these messages, she believed that he somehow knew the police were contacted. The messages stated something to the effect of, quote, "You don't need to do all this. It's not that big of a deal." The police contacted Diggs at the number provided. The call went straight to voicemail, identified myself, asked for a call back. So they're kind of playing phone tag back and forth. And then received an email from the alleged victim and then a voicemail that expressed interest in going ahead with criminal charges. The police officer says that they then called the alleged victim twice, went to voicemail both times, left a voicemail. On the 23rd, spoke to the victim, let them know that they had changed their mind from a few days ago, wanted to go ahead with filing criminal charges in this case. And that's when it was filed. So that's kind of the whole timeline. Something happened allegedly, according to the person who gave this statement, the alleged victim, on the 2nd. They give the statement on the 16th. They continue talking back and forth. Dedham Police Department looks to be reaching out and talking to both sides of this. and then it's filed on the 23rd. So that's a whole lot of time between all of this.
Yep.
My wonder, as we talked to Tommy Kern earlier in the day, and they said that they had heard, rumors, whispers about this last week and had reached out to certain people within the Patriots franchise, Patriots organization, and hadn't heard anything back regarding, hey, we're like aware of this and this is a situation we're monitoring or talking to Diggs about. Sounded like there wasn't a lot of indication if you go back and listen to that interview. And so now you find out that this seems to, you know, it's formally filed on the 23rd, and that's where we are now.
Yeah, and it also mentions that there was Diggs wanted allegedly a non-disclosure agreement signed. The victim refused to sign it. That was part of the dispute here as well. And look, NDAs aren't out of the ordinary for celebrities, but it doesn't look good in this context either, right? If there was an incident and you wanted an NDA, an employee wouldn't sign it. So both sides are dug in on this. Like, the victim is saying, hey, this is an incident. Victim gives details here about being assaulted by Diggs. And then Diggs says categorically
allegedly,
deny.
Yeah.
Right. Diggs says categorically deny. The team says categorically deny. Stand by, Stephon. So I think this is one of those things. I don't think it's going to be settled now. And I don't want to speculate too far, but this feels like both sides are dug in and more details are going to come out. There is that next arraignment scheduled for January 23rd. There is reports that Diggs put in a request to move it to March. See then, but I don't know. This doesn't sound like something that is going to get resolved quickly.
Okay, well, we will continue following this and letting you in on all the details as it moves forward as best as we can. Again, a sensitive situation, so we're doing our best, I promise. Trying to bring you all the information that we can as we get it in a responsible way. We're going to hit trending right now, and we'll have more on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other side. Welcome back. Breaking news today, of course. If you haven't heard, New England Patriots star Stephon Diggs is facing serious criminal charges. According first saw it reported by Boston 25, the charges he faces are felony strangulation or suffocation, misdemeanor assault, and battery stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd. That would have been the day after Monday Night Football. Some police documents coming out that detail about how long this reporting went along in terms of the alleged victim, and that it really didn't come to formation of actual charges that the alleged victim seems to have wanted to bring against Diggs until the 23rd. That's why there is so much time between the alleged incident on the 2nd and where we are now today. What is it, the 30th?
Yeah. Yeah. So 4 weeks ago, and then there was the second week in the middle when it was first reported. So, and reminder for folks, December 2nd, that's the day after Patriots beat the Giants on Monday Night Football. Then they had their bye week after that. Then the Buffalo game. No, I don't know if there's a connection there. Diggs did not play well in that Buffalo game. Then they had the Baltimore game where he did play well. And then, of course, this past game this week. So just so people are aware of kind of what the timeline is.
As you said before, there's a statement that's been put out by Stephon Diggs' lawyer. This is from attorney David Meyer. Says Stephon Diggs categorically denies these allegations. They are unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and were never investigated because they did not occur. The timing and motivation for making the allegations is crystal clear. They are the direct result of an employee-employer financial dispute that was not resolved to the employee's satisfaction. Stephon looks forward to establishing the truth in a court of law. That, again, is Stephon's side of things. The Patriots have come out and said that they support
Stephon. They came out
Stephon
first, too, before Diggs' attorney.
Very strongly. NFL says that they are aware of it. They have been in contact with the club, meaning the New England Patriots. So this is a developing story. Honestly, it's a sensitive one. So I don't want to speculate about what did or didn't happen. There's going to be stories out there from the police. There's going to be information from the police, information from the courts, information from your local news. We are not local news. We are a local sports station. How do you see this affecting the Patriots in terms of what they hope will be a deep playoff run, but also just in terms of Diggs's availability or whether he may be unavailable? It's not the first time the Patriots have gone through something in the court system with a player.
And this is their second best offensive player and one of the best players on their team, one of the leaders on their team. And last year, when they had the Jabril Peppers incident, he was put on the commissioner's exempt list. He missed about a month. That was on a team that was terrible and wasn't doing. If Stephon Diggs misses a month, I mean, that would go all the way through the AFC Championship game if he misses, if he's on the exempt.
And from a football perspective,
that's massive.
Keep in mind that is also where Mac Hollins is because he's on IR.
Exactly. So from a football perspective, this is could be huge. Now, it feels to me, Mego, like the Patriots plan on playing him. For them to come out with that statement 20 minutes after he was arrested, unless there's something in these court documents they didn't know about, but he says it's extortion. They seem to feel the same way, at least based off their statement. So I guess they're going to play him. It feels that way. But if he doesn't play, then we're talking about a team that is without its second best offensive player. And the one guy offensively, defenses have to game plan for. So real life, obviously, this is a much bigger deal. But from the Patriots playoff and football perspective, this is a potentially, if he doesn't play, this is a huge blow to them.
So I will note, according to Boston 25, who's really been first and I would say most thorough on their reporting with the story, they did note that originally Michael DiStefano, who is one of Diggs's attorneys, I believe, that he disclosed that Diggs had made a financial offer to resolve the dispute with what is now clearly an employee that was under Diggs's employment. They were looking to come to an agreement on that. The judge took under advisement whether she would whether she would keep the court documents sealed that include the details of what the alleged victim, their account of what happened in this incident. Obviously, that did not go the way that Stephon Diggs's attorneys, according to the reporting from Boston 25, wanted it to go, because they have been released to journalists and they are out there. But in to what you were talking about, his availability, the judge said that she agreed to consider a request to extend Diggs's arraignment to March. So basically right now it would be AFC Championship game sometime around there, 2 days before. They're trying to push it back to March. To me, that would suggest, hey, there's a good chance that he's going to continue playing through all of this. Best case scenario for you, and I'm not taking into account, honestly, the human side of this, which it's just, you know, needs to be taken much more seriously than the football side. But again, we are a sports station. From a football perspective, best case scenario for you is this is another distraction that comes along with Stephon Diggs. Now, this one feels much more serious than what you dealt with over the summer when he was seen on social media waving around a bag of pink whatever and partying on a holiday. This is somebody who is alleging violent action. So it needs to be taken more seriously. And in my mind, then it becomes a bigger headache for the team to deal with on the side. Although, if they've been aware of it for a while, certainly wasn't a distraction when they played the Jets the other day.
And I think the best case for the Patriots is he's innocent and he plays. Because if he doesn't play, it obviously hurts them a lot. But if he plays and then it comes out that he is guilty of all this, then not only is it just a bad look for the organization, but then we know exactly what's going to happen is that people are going to say, oh, this is the same organization that had Spygate, Deflategate, Aaron Hernandez, Antonio Brown. This is just the next guy in it. So if he gets to a point where he plays and he's guilty, then I think it looks like, I think it looks really, really bad for the organization, obviously. So the best case for them is that he's innocent, he plays, okay. Because this, to me, like we talked earlier about, and before some of these details came out, like, hey, he had the boat incident in the spring, and he still practiced through that. Mike Vrabel said,
he still practiced. He hadn't been practicing at the facility because if you remember, at that time he was rehabbing.
Didn't he come back after that, though, and practice right after?
He had his first practice after that.
And Mike Vrabel made the comment, and I'm paraphrasing here, but like that we want to make good decisions for the organization. But that it felt like that was kind of the only repercussion. Like maybe they talked to him and said, hey, don't do this. And then Vrabel said that statement. So this is now the second thing. It's a lot more serious. You wonder what's the organizational level of patience, not just now, but let's say that arraignment gets moved from January to March or that's when free agency is. Like, what's the organizational patience for a guy that up until now they've stood by, they've liked, he's been a leader for them, he's been productive, but this would wipe all that away?
I think it's a good question, especially because this is an organization who's obviously, unfortunately, been through incidents with players in the court system. Far from the only...
I didn't even mention Jack Jones.
Well, far from the only... We don't need to get into... Everybody knows all of the cases. I would guess. Not the only NFL team that's dealt with something like this. Unfortunately, it's something that happens with a lot of lot of professional athletes.
And I think
athletes,
this is a story either way, but what makes it bigger
The ownership understands how this can go.
Yes.
And they have seen how it can go firsthand many times.
And I think what makes this a bigger story, if you will, is A, okay, he dates Cardi B, but B,
that,
because he's
you,
one
you
of your...
You cannot underestimate how big that's going to make this story.
Yeah, ABC News is already talking about this. So that makes it a big story, and also the fact that he's one of your best players. And the second highest paid free agent you brought in this, because Milton Williams got $100 million. Diggs got, what was it, 67 or whatever it was? Like, that's the second most expensive free agent I think you brought in. Correct me if I'm wrong off the top of my head, but like, that's where, that's another huge part of this. Like, if this was a practice squad guy, we would mention it in trending. We'd talk about it a little bit, and that would be it. Instead, like,
this isn't Jack Jones at the airport.
It's a much bigger story than that for a multitude of reasons.
617-779-7937 is the number if you want to discuss the breaking news or anything else related to Patriots football. I swear to God, guys, we had like all this other like fun stuff that I wanted to discuss, but this is obviously a really huge story. Not just in Boston sports, but as you detailed, with a celebrity on top of a celebrity attached to it in terms of Stefon Diggs' relationship with Cardi B, puts him in the spotlight in a different way. Let's go to Tom in the car. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I was just calling mostly because I feel like the Patriots, if this has been going on for a month, they have, I'm sure, already internally investigated all of these claims. And for them to come out 20 minutes after he was arrested with this statement that's basically like, hey, we're with Steph. Like, we've done our own investigation. Like, you have to think, like, they wouldn't come out and say that quickly unless they've already done their due diligence.
Thanks, Tom. Look, if you want to read it that way,
I'm curious, but that does, like, we kind of talked about that before. For them to come out with a statement that strong 20 minutes after the story broke, like...
Well, it's not like they were writing up that statement in the 20
exactly
minutes.
Right. No, but that's the point. Like, they had it ready. They supported him all along, and then to come... I think that is a significant piece of this.
All you can hope, if you're a Patriots fan, is that there's transparency between the player and the organization about what, not just like what went down and the account of it, but what's going to come out. What's going to come out in court documents, what's going to come out in the news, what journalists are going to find. Because when the Patriots put out a statement saying, we support Stefon, and calling them accusations against him, that's just about as strong of a statement in one of these matters that I can remember.
I agree.
And so they clearly, the information that they have from Stefon makes them feel very strongly in support of him. So I do think it's worth noting, you know, whatever your read on the organization is. Here's Joe and Lowell. How's it going, Joe?
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, this has the ability to derail this team as is. I mean, this is a young, fragile team, and you're going to have all the reporters there that are actual journalists in the locker room pushing microphones in people's faces. If the Patriots don't come out as quick as possible and tell us why they're supportive of Stefon Diggs and put a stamp on it, then we're all left to speculation. And if this doesn't get controlled and wrangled in before the playoffs start, I mean, this could be the downfall of the season, I say.
Thanks, Joe. I understand the sentiment, yeah. And I thought it was interesting when we talked to Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston earlier. If you missed that, definitely recommend you listen to that interview, because Tommy is somebody who's been around the team and been deep reporting in the team with decades, so he's been through these situations before, knows very well how the organization and how ownership handles it. He said that he didn't feel that it was going to be that big of a deal for the other guys on the team. They're used to off-field things happening and going about their business. But Diggs is someone who has been the standard setter for the flag bearer for that wide receiver group. And if anybody, we talk about the offensive line being close, that wide receivers room is incredibly tight-knit. Dudes wear the same outfit. Like, they match each other. They're very tight-knit, and they follow Stephon. And so even if he's away from the team because of this, and I don't want to speculate because I don't know what's going to happen, if the commissioner's list is going to come into play or whatever, but I don't see how it's not, at least by human nature, some level of distraction or takes your eye off the ball very literally.
Yeah, and I think I wouldn't use the adjective fragile that the caller did, but I think you do have a lot of young guys in here that this is their first time either in the NFL or their first time experience success in the NFL. So it's worth monitoring, and it's worth asking how would, if maybe some of them will handle it fine, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's a handful of guys that don't handle it well.
All right, let's go to Tyler in the car. What's going on, Tyler?
Hey, how's it going? So first off, I just wanted to agree with the last caller, what they had to say about the distraction that this is going to be for the team, and they could potentially damage what they've worked towards the entire season. But I also don't want to put on my tinfoil hat here, but I also find it's a little weird that this is coming out now, weeks after the fact, allegedly, when they're in the height of a playoff rush, when the Patriots are doing great again. And we live in an age where people tend to make allegations with no evidence whatsoever. I feel like it's ridiculous, but I feel like it's a much unneeded distraction for this team at this point of the season.
Thanks, Tyler. The allegations are serious, and so they have to be treated as such, in my opinion. There is a different way that this would play out if, say, this was reported and then the charges brought before court on the second. So the incident allegedly occurred, according to Boston 25's reporting and court documents, on the second. If all of this had in that day unfolded on the second, I think the response from the team may be different, maybe more, you know, I guess gray area as a way of saying that. I think it would feel very different. So to me, the biggest question is just, when did the team find out? How much do they know?
What did they know, and when did they know?
Why are they so confident in their team member? And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be. I'm just saying, to me, that's the fascinating part of this from a football perspective, because this is a team who's been through this kind of thing before.
I would agree.
Let's take another call. Let's go to John in New Jersey. John, you're on.
I don't want to look at it from a football perspective. I want to look at it from a victim perspective, because he did strangle somebody and all other horrible, horrible things that should never happen.
Okay, so I'm just going to cut that off because we don't know.
Route. Because for them to stand by him, like, so they're not going to, like, they're probably not going to suspend him, but the NFL came out with a statement that they're aware of it. So it makes you think that commissioner's exemplis could be the route it goes.
Even if he continues playing, how does this change the dynamic of the team? Because I keep thinking about that. What we've been saying about this team over the last couple weeks, even when we talked about the number of Pro Bowlers, the sad two Pro Bowlers that they had in comparison to teams like the Steelers and the Bills, who had three, I continue to like go back to us saying that they're, the sum is greater than the individual parts, and that's what's made this team great and successful. Well, Stephon Diggs was one of the most talented, one of the most talented individual parts. Does the sum get fractured at all when there's a story that is this big, and it's only going to get bigger because of the celebrity around it?
And if you remember when they signed him, I know it was late in free agency and there was kind of the, does, you know, is it his last chance and all that stuff. And that was fair. But when he came here, it added legitimacy to, I think, a lot of people to what the Patriots are built. Because it's like, hey, they paid Milton Williams a lot of money. They have Mike Vrabel now. McDaniels came back. And then it's like, wow, this is the first high-end receiver they've had in a long time. It added some legitimacy to what they're building. And it feels like a situation like this can erode kind of what he brought in that, like that legitimacy element to what they're building. And what has been the big thing about them this year? The vibes, the culture, right? That's been the big, besides Drake May being an MVP candidate, the next biggest thing, and we've talked to players about this, how Vrabel brought an energy and accountability. They've talked about it, and the vibes and how they all are there, like that we got whatever we need tagline, which actually I think is a Diggs quote. Does this strike into that and affect them going, especially with so many young guys and so many new guys?
I think it's a fair question to ask. We see all your phone calls lining up here. We are going to talk to you on the other side before we hand it over to WEEI Afternoons, who I'm sure will be continuing to cover this story right after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we just got a few more minutes here. John Lyons and Megan Onilini filling in for Jones and Keith before we hand it over to WEEI Afternoons, who's being anchored today by Dan Ball. Dan, how are you doing? How are you doing following the breaking news?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, not the show we expected.
Is this
today,
your first? Is this your first rodeo of Foxborough breaking news?
I would say so. Yeah, I think so. I got here right around the change between Mayo and Vrabel. So okay. that was JV news compared to what's going on today.
Well, but yeah, and again, they're very serious allegations.
Right.
So not making light of that situation, but I'm sure that it's something that you guys are going to focus on the show this afternoon.
Absolutely. Same deal. We're trying to be as respectful as possible during a time where information is coming out, and you want to make sure that everything that you're talking about is legitimate. So our view on it is just as much what's the impact on the Patriots, and hopefully a little bit of talk about the MVP front runner as well, if we get a chance to get to it.
I don't know how much you're going to get to that.
I know.
We've got calls hanging on that still want to talk about this. It's been 4 hours. With this situation, I think to me one of the most interesting turns of what has come out in terms of the information coming out. Like, this is obviously a very serious situation, but the Patriots' response to it from a football perspective, from an organizational perspective, were you, I guess, surprised that they came out so strongly, so staunchly in support of Stephon Diggs when it is a sensitive situation?
I expected their response to be much closer to what the NFL said, which was just a very
just
brief
nothing?
Right, exactly. Which
don't
is
worry,
where,
we know.
Right, which is we're aware of it. We're looking into it. That's all we have at this time. I was surprised. I understand the team wants to do right by their player, but the amount of depth with which they went into their support of Stephon Diggs did kind of catch me off guard.
And that's what caught me too, is the strength of the statement and the immediacy of it, right? It wasn't a we're gathering information and then a stronger statement later. It was, it breaks 20 minutes later, strong statement, which
right.
is Mega what I talked about, leads you to believe they knew about it. And from what they know, they think he's either innocent or they support him. We'll see if in those documents released today, as well as the court filings, all that, if there's something they didn't know that they're now learning about that changes their mind. But that's what kind of set my antennas off, was the strength of the statement and the timing of it and how strong it was at the time.
And they're in line with what Stephon Diggs' attorney released, which both of them
categorically
said, we categorically
deny. Both statements.
Absolutely, yeah. We know that Stephon Diggs said this, and they parroted that in the statement. So, yeah, a lot of layers to what is a very serious story, a story that interrupts what was going to be conversation.
I got another statement if you guys want.
Oh, you
do? This is Doug Kide on Twitter. Statement from Stephon Diggs' agent Adisa Bakari. Mm-hmm. Stefan unequivocally denies the allegation. We are confident that once the facts are fully reviewed, it will be clear that these allegations are unfounded. We will not be commenting further at this time. So we have two categoricallys and an unequivocally, Dan.
Okay, wow. So if they want more, we have explicitly, plainly, directly, and totally. Those are other synonyms that we can throw around. If there's more statements to come
out. Yeah. Again,
I'm not making light of it.
No, but it's true.
There are several statements rolling out.
But it outlines the fact that there are parties that are lining up that are all saying the same thing about this incident, which is interesting to see, to your point, as quickly after the initial report comes out.
Well, at least two of those parties directly work for Stefon Diggs.
Right.
And the Patriots have an interest in Stefon Diggs being innocent. Obviously, they prefer that. But, we have two categorically.
Well, everyone would prefer that because it's a nasty accusation, allegation of what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, it's going to be a fun long afternoon for you.
Long would be the word for it. Yes. we're interested to see. There 3 hours is a lot of time up until bowl season continues for more information to come out and stick with us, because as we get more information and are able to back check it and make sure that it's factual, then we'll get that out to you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, guys, we are not a local news station. This is a sports station. So, sorry if I didn't get into as explicitly some of the details that are out there as others, but I have been trying to handle this respectfully. And so, again, I'm sure that there are places you can get it, but I know you guys will do a great job with it this afternoon.
No doubt about it. And you guys did a great job
so far today.
Have a wonderful show.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.